Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, we made it. Our favorite part of the summer is here. How are you feeling?
We did it. I'm ready for some fun in the sun.
Exactly.
But before we completely close the Bachelorette chapter, I just want to read this comment that was left on our podcast page today.
Oh, okay.
On robhasawebsite.com. You can find our podcast there. But if you're listening to this, you know where to find it anyway. So this comment is from, I'm not even going to pronounce this correctly, Flabas. And they say, ideal breakup scene. Blake is sadly walking away. Becca, still sobbing, starts to turn towards the trees. Blake turns back and calls out, hey, will you text me Tia's phone number? He then puts his thumb and index finger on either side of his mouth and emits a loud, clear whistle. From the trees near him, four corgis bound out and surround his feet. Five sets of eyes give Becca one last sad look, then turn away in unison and walk slowly off. Every few steps, a corgi bumps Blake's ankles to keep him moving in the right direction. Later, at the live finale, Garrett tells Becca he's allergic to corgi hair. This just made me laugh so hard today.
Oh my gosh. Especially with, yeah, like I love how like the Tia thing, rubbing it in when he had no connection to her whatsoever, but just... And he's, you know, Blake brought all the animals, so I could almost see him orchestrating something with corgis.
Yeah, good point.
Someone in a limo entrance, like, that hasn't been done, right? Puppies? Something, like, we've seen all these other animals.
Needs to happen.
Awesome. I love the...
So now
such
we
a random comment, but I love it.
Slam the door on the season of The Bachelorette and just revel in all that is Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes. One of the things I love to revel in, first of all, with Bachelor in Paradise is just the intros, especially since we don't always know who everyone is. So it gives us a little bit of context on how we might know them, maybe. But do you have any that stand out to you in a good or bad way that were memorable?
Yes. Okay. So I actually tried to watch it before going on the air today just to remind myself, but I couldn't find a clip anywhere of them. So I just had to go based on my memory.
It really should be uploaded to YouTube, whether it's legit or not. Like somebody should do it because it goes by too fast. And yeah, I couldn't write them down in time, all of them. But yeah,
let's hear it. Favorites was David because it was so boring and it's a David. So I don't give a shit. Can you guess what my favorite one was?
Okay. Was it Venmo? John counting his money?
Yeah, obviously. Oh. He's counting stacks. That's hilarious. Yes.
That was good.
That's obviously my favorite.
Leaning into, you know, the fact that we're all saying like, okay, who's going to go after him for the Venmo money? And we learned, I guess it's Annalise, although it was kind of invisible. So. And yeah, another one I thought was boring was, Chelsea. I think it was just like a close-up of her face. Maybe I missed something.
It was like the exact same as David's, like they were both drinking,
just sitting there. Yeah,
actually, you know what, I'm gonna pull up Will Holston. He gave me a ranking of his.
Okay,
let me find it. It's on the thread, so here somewhere. Okay, his favorite was Bibiana's. His least favorite was,
remember,
Bibiana did the mic drop.
Perfect.
My favorite. Yeah. I thought it was fine, but I thought it was going into it.
Yeah.
Like, too much of a callback almost.
Kind of like Nick with the tracksuit.
Oh, God. If there's someone I don't care about on the show, it's Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, same. I may hate David, but at least he invokes some sort of emotion from me, where Nick, right. I'm just like,
why?
Like, why? For what reason?
Right.
Okay. So this is Will's definitive ranking.
Okay.
We're starting from the bottom and going to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Nisha, if you're going to be an anonymous first night boot on VIP, at least have the decency to bring some energy.
Does she just have nursing stuff? Like it was just her profession or something?
But the thing is, how do we know she's a nurse?
You wouldn't, from her bio, right?
Okay, well, you think I read that?
Exactly.
Like,
at one point we did, but...
She had a package, right? Like in her season?
Oh, I think she did. So I guess that's how we would know.
Why would I remember that?
Yeah. No, we shouldn't. With people where it wasn't a defining characteristic at all, if they're a night one boot, they should just... I mean, Grocery Joe, we know, is a grocer. But other than that, yeah, I don't think we should go with the profession route.
Okay, so let's continue on the list. Ty, Chelsea, and David, I'm glad to see you were enjoying the first two drinks you were contractually allowed to imbibe within an hour period. But what else you got?
Right. Yeah,
that's Angela, nothing. Saved from the bottom because her bottom spot because her hair looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what she did either. I don't remember her in any way.
Astrid, as far as anonymous brunettes holding fruit over their boobs go, Izzy did it better. And is it intentional shade by production that the two cantaloupes are so vastly different in size?
That's awesome.
Chris, so the implication is you're only here because you washed up on shore like a dead whale.
Speaking of Chris, you know, one line that stood out to me that Chris Harrison said was like, you may be here for romance or redemption. So that's kind of a new thing they're throwing in there that like Crystal and Chris, like their big selling point is that they just want to redeem the way they were portrayed on their show.
Bachelor in Paradise, Redemption Island.
Yes. Perfect.
Tia, pretty cute, if a little basic. Someone didn't love her enough to not to prominently feature the severe tan line halfway down her legs, but very on brand.
Yeah. Yes.
Jordan, the most expected of this year's pack. Good, but there's a lot of potential material wasted. Mm-hmm. Kendall. Call me crazy, but her entire look and vibe here seems completely suited to be the opening credits of an early 90s sitcom. She's like the fourth Tanner sister who collects animal skulls. Don't tell Uncle Joey.
Yeah, where did the skull? I mean, I guess that's part of the taxidermy. But you shouldn't see a skull if you're doing taxidermy, right? Right? No, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't do animal dead things.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next one features a line that's going to be on our next line of t-shirts here. Okay. So Kevin, the best way to describe this would be uncomfortably sensual. So our new t-shirts for this year are going to say uncomfortably sensual.
Yeah, with question marks.
Yeah. Ty, Eric, and Kenny, total sex bombs. Points deducted for basically doing what Iggy and Lil Alex did in last year's intro.
Wow, he's on top of it.
Yeah, well,
to remember like last year's intro.
I don't even remember last night.
Well, can you upload all these to YouTube? Because you seem to like have the clips ready.
Can you act them out well? Nick, the clear overachiever of the pack. Patently absurd, but you have to admire the commitment to a bit nobody cares or remembers. He's going to make it happen through sheer force of will.
Right.
John, completely adorable. So adorable, you won't even mind that the basic conceit of his intro is that he's richer than you. Joe, so handsome. The complete and awkward lack of commitment to the bit paired with a little shrug. Crystal, the glitter is a representation of my love for her. Bonus points for somehow being only one of two people to wink in their intros this year after half the cast did it last season.
Mm-hmm.
Will, he's fishing in a swimming pool in a loudly printed button-up. How could we ask for more? You're right, Will. That is what I want.
Yeah, that was a good one. I also like it's just a change of scenery because everything is on the beach or like the shore, the rocks or whatever. This was go to the pool.
Annalise, the most committed to the bit, and bonus points for the bird's improv work with her earring. Yeah, that's a good point.
I thought Annalise was a little overdoing.
Okay. Yeah, I see it.
Like when her clip went to when she's like afraid, like running away from dogs. It's like, okay, it's a little too produced. Yeah. I just want to see her fears develop naturally.
And Bibiana, the clear winner, the most instantly gifable intro of the season. So what do you think, Amy? Who is your favorite?
Mine is also Venmo John. So we're on the same page there.
What a shocker.
Yeah. I feel like if we ever were to do a draft for Bachelor in Paradise, it would only be about intros. But it's so hard to do because we don't know exactly who's cast when, you know, who's going to show up. But just kind of like something with intros, I feel like would be fun to do.
Yeah,
but Will's definitive ranking is satisfying that need for me. And what I also like is we get to look forward to the late arrivals and seeing new intros each week.
Yeah, like I want to see what Colton's is. It's probably like throwing a football or praying to the Virgin Mary or something.
Exactly, throwing a card with a V on it away or something. when he told Tia, he's like, I wasn't going to waste my card. That's all I could think about. Like, he was talking about the date card, but I was...
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't have wasted my card on you.
That is really funny.
So was this an episode of Bachelor in Paradise, or was it like a second run of The Bachelorette with Tia as the star?
I was a little mad at this episode. Mm-hmm. And this is why. It was boring with none of the satisfaction of an ending. I think it's a bad move to only show this first episode. I think we need the whole 3 hours to have like a complete story.
Wow, and this is big. You're asking for a 3-hour show.
Yeah, I know.
A week, we already have a 3-hour finale.
But now we're going to have to wait until next week to get even like the first elimination.
True. And the cliffhanger was just like three guys were going to call out Colton. Right? There was not like any like big drama at the end. Although it does kind of explain why Colton was so aggressive at the mental all.
That makes sense.
I guess people really didn't like him there. But I agree. I wanted to see like who was eliminated. I wanted to see other people go on dates. I get they had to. I like that they gave.
I don't watch 45 minutes of just Tia on dates.
Right, right.
That's not what I want.
No. I mean, I thought it was a good move to give her a date card before Colton's there, just to see what.
Absolutely brilliant producing.
Yeah, but. Then to just see Colton take her, I wanted to see something else get mixed, something else in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, for this first episode. I agree. There was just something lacking. Also, I'm trying to recall. So we have their opening credits. Then we got a lot of like intro packages for people that reminded me of what we would get on a Bachelorette season when we're introducing new people. And I can't remember if this is normal. It seemed like more than what we've done in the past. I felt like it was just usually people coming up to Chris and saying, oh yeah, you might remember me from this, talking to camera, but I don't remember them getting like these produced intro packages. I could be wrong though. Do you remember?
I have no recollection of this either. Like either way, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Because it just felt like we got a lot, like certain people, they were trying to say like, we should pay attention. Like Kendall's going to have a story this season, or Wills or Bibiana, the people that we got to see a little bit more of. Did you like that? Were there any that stood out to you of these?
Like, did we get new info? Like it? I don't know. Maybe I didn't like it, honestly. Maybe that like caused some of the dragging. And I was wondering if it was that they introduced too many people right off the bat. But maybe it's these packages that made it drag a little too long.
Yeah, that could be. So in my notes, I have a few things that kind of came up. One thing was in Kevin's intro package, he talked about Ashley was someone he wanted to marry. Then the whole Jared came into the picture saying that he wanted to be with her. He tried to make it work. But when somebody kisses another guy when you're dating, that is cheating to him. So that was sort of a revelation / accusation that seemed new to me, because I listened to her podcast and she talked about how she continued dating Kevin when Jared made his feelings known. There was no cheating involved.
Okay, hear me out.
Okay,
Ashley has said on record that they did that Jared did kiss her while she was still with Kevin.
Okay, I don't remember that.
I could have sworn that when she went to St. Lucia with her batch gang, her and Kevin were still dating, and that's when Jared kissed her not for the first time, but for like this. It was the inciting incident of this relationship. So, in my books, that's not cheating.
Right. He has a point there.
I'd be pretty upset if my boyfriend got kissed by somebody.
Yeah.
That they have spent 3 years on television being in love with.
Right. And making a point to be like, that's behind me. I'm coming on Winter Games for a new chapter. And that's Kevin. The other thing that I thought was odd was he had said, I heard through the grapevine they're dating now. And then I had heard from Ashley saying that, like, he kind of gave his blessing. And also, it's weird to hear that, knowing that it's out there that they're engaged right now. So it's just kind of odd to have this, like, oh yeah, I think they might be dating sort of soundbite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, apparently David, who you hate, lives with his mom. And since he...
Oh my God. On last night's episode, because I had watched a majority of Bachelor in Paradise before recording our finale recap, and mm-hmm. I told you that this episode made me hate Jordan, uh-huh. or what's David. His name? David. David Moore.
Uh-huh.
This was so embarrassing. Like, I think he did it to be funny, but it wasn't funny. It was sad.
Yeah.
For those not watching, he literally said, "It's a shame I can't marry my mom."
So I guess I have to leave the house. And
Mom, you need some cookies and milk. Okay, David. Like, if
yeah,
this is not funny. This is not you doing some sort of cute stepbrother's bit.
It's not Corinne and her nanny. Like, it's just not gonna work.
No,
that was a one time lightning in a bottle. It's just too bad that Jordan had not seen the intro packages before Mental All, because I would have loved to hear him bring this up in all his fighting there. I also heard that Kenny revealed that Rachel was his worst breakup. Were you surprised by that at all?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like these shows are trying to make it like, this is our, like, the Bachelor relationships are the only ones that exist.
This has made such an impact on my existence.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you dated her for, like, 6 weeks.
Right.
A year and a half ago.
Right. Yeah, I haven't dated until now. Exactly. What about Chris's intro, where apparently his new nickname, Goose. Did we hear anything of this before? And what is this? Help me understand.
No. The only thing I can think of is that everyone hates geese.
That fits. That fits a lot more than, I guess he said he's a silly goose. And then
he's an adult.
Yeah. Stop. Right. And then they just showed him hanging out with geese. I know Goose was a Top Gun nickname. That's the character that died. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen this movie.
How dare you? I haven't seen that.
Oh, I guess I shouldn't spoil it if it's like they're remaking it. Sorry, everyone.
I'm never going to watch it.
The new generation. But it's an old movie. It's definitely out of the realm of spoiler territory. But maybe that's a premonition for the way his paradise route is going to go. Also, Will's had dogs in his intro and more cute outfits, so gotta love that. I have to think that these were filmed after the whole season progressed, because Will's was talking about, like, oh, I'm not like this all the time, and he gave, like, you know, kind of how his, like, monotone and made fun of himself.
Yeah.
And Chris talked about wanting, like, how his season went, and when they filmed, their season hadn't fully aired, so...
Like, did they tell him, like, hey, Chris, you come out off like a D?
Yeah, maybe. That could be, too. But, yeah, it seemed like these were probably produced after BIP, so that we could kind of, they could choose who we might want to focus in on. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Do you think this is more like The Bachelor or Bachelorette, where they show us, like, 8 intro packages? Some of those people have a huge storyline. Some of them are gone night one, because I started feeling worried, like, well, obviously this person isn't going to have a big story, like Eric, because he didn't get an intro package. Or do you think it's just they have something interesting to say?
I just don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
Bibiana came in hot with her listening to her vagina.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She felt her uterus bumping along the way.
Okay. Can you explain that joke to me? I feel like I'm Chris Harrison here, because I was like, what is she going for with this reference?
Because the bumping, it was like the most on her nether regions was the most action she's gotten in a very long time.
Oh, okay.
I was so, like, she's so desperate for it, like that the bumpy roads was like doing it for her.
Ah, gotcha. I was thinking something like, is it like a baby bump, uterus? Like,
no. Okay. She said uterus when really she should have said like labia or something.
Right. Like, she's like, uterus. The
uterus
is
too
so
inside to like be used for feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes. Also, something I noticed when I was watching this episode, so I was watching playback on Hulu and had the captions on, and so in Bibiana's intro package the caption said something like, I'm excited to meet the guys like Will's, but I'm gonna wait and see what my vagina tells me or something. And then on the show they did not say like Will's, it just said, I'm excited to see the guys, but I got to wait and see what my vagina tells me. And then the next intro package they showed was Will's. Because a lot of these like were set up to go like, somebody mentions somebody. Like Jordan mentions, I'm interested in Annalise. Then it's Annalise's intro package. Kind of like how Big Brother does it when they're like, oh, I hope there's no conservatives in the house. And then they'll show like Winston's intro package right after that.
Yeah,
you know?
So
I thought that was a little curious. Like maybe because there's no storyline coming up there about Will's, or maybe because it's pretty insulting to Will's to be like, I'm interested to see him, but let's wait and see if I'm, you know. But yeah, they definitely did like a little edit post sending the transcript to the captioner, I guess. Interesting. And then we kind of go into the arrivals with Chris Harrison, which were a lot faster than they normally are. So I guess it was the trade-off with these intro packages.
Yeah.
Tia, surprise, surprise, first to arrive. Yep.
Star of our season.
Yes. And wasn't Raven the first to arrive last
time? Good point. I think so.
Okay. We get Eric,
who's so hot. Oh my God. Does he just keep getting hotter every season he's on?
He might. he's definitely attractive. I'm worried we won't get a storyline again. Like, I feel like it's going to be another Winter Games. Just because he didn't get a lot of airtime so far. And the preview made me think that as well. But I'm glad he's there. Kendall looks like she'll be also another star of the season. Arrives.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan. And let's see. We got an interpackage with Jordan as well. Basically just talking about how he hates David.
Fair. Me too, man.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that he mentioned Annalise, because she was kind of a forgettable character. So at this point, there is an interesting sound clip, a little quote from Tia, because Tia, of course, was just waiting for a certain someone to arrive. She was very interested in
who was she waiting for?
Yeah.
They didn't. I don't feel like they mentioned it.
Yeah. I wonder who it could be. Basically, every person that comes in, I think her head is the first to turn. And it just seemed like she was straining to try to think of other ways to say like, I wonder who's next. So at this point she says, yeah, I'm waiting for our whole season to fill in. And then Jordan's like, did you say you're waiting for the villain? He's just on top of that. So it's just kind of fun to hear how they're talking about different characters or think, you know, who's the villain of the season. But really, it is all Ari's season, right? The women, aside from Angela, was there anybody else? If we think about the cast.
Whatchamacaller? Astrid.
Astrid, yes. Okay. So yeah, in terms of all the people who kind of got some airtime at the beginning, really Ari's season is
congrats, Astrid. You're getting as much airtime as you did on Nick's season.
Exactly. She's talking a little more. I think she's maybe our narrator, but not a lot of interest shown either way. We're not seeing any relationships form with her yet. Bibiana arrives. That's what the joke that we were talking about. And then, are you liking these little clips with the producers? I know you always say you like when they break the fourth wall. Producer clip saying, no, it was a great joke. Keep going. Keep being you, Bibiana.
Yeah, that made me laugh. I loved it. Because I feel like that's me. I'm like, no, like, I had this joke and no one else got it, but I know it was good. Just no one else.
Yeah, you could tell that she was really like thinking about that, like, this is what I'm going to say. It's going to be great. And then Chris was like, okay. And then this, I also have my notes that when they're getting to know Jordan and what his city is known for. So this is when Bibiana, she's also from Florida. He says it's kayaking, manatees, and me. So the first two sound like a good, like, reason to travel there.
Yeah. I like kayaking.
Yeah.
I bet I would like manatees.
Oh, so cute. Grocery Joe gets his moment again. He is a hot commodity in Paradise. What did you think of Grocery Joe's debut? It's a little tricky because we just saw him on Mental All, but...
He talked way more than I was expecting him to.
Okay, yeah. Definitely, because the way Chris talked about him, I thought we were going to get maybe the Ben Z edit here with Grocery Joe, but
yeah.
No, he was, who said it? Like, was it Tia? Somebody said he's making up for last time. He's talked to every woman there. And then we had a really short moment, but I thought it was kind of cute. Will's meeting Wells, the bartender, but not a lot of Wells.
And then having time. Well drinks.
Yes. A little bit of a tongue twister going on. Where do you think Yuki was? Just a long flight?
Not here yet.
Not there yet. Hopefully. Chelsea, who we know from the previews, is going to have a panic attack at some point.
You and me both, sister.
Yeah. Then we have Chris, the aforementioned Chris, and Crystal. So what were your thoughts on Crystal's arrival or first episode? I didn't think she was as villainous as I thought.
Yeah, she was fine.
Yeah. Just getting upset when somebody she might be interested in goes off with somebody she didn't like from her season.
Yeah.
Kevin shows up and Kendall says she doesn't know who he is. So did she just not tune into Bachelor Winter Games at all?
Because guess not.
Would have aired at one point. Then we have Blink and You Missed Them, Nick and John come in. Then Nisha, who again, we don't really remember. Angela, still not quite clear. Was she a night one boot? Or was she like, she said she didn't go on any dates. But I don't know if that meant maybe she lasted till week two. I don't recognize her.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. Do you think she'll be around a while? Because the guys seem pretty interesting.
Yeah. I think she's going to be like the Lacey.
The Samantha. Totally.
Yeah. And do you like how they tried to make me forget about Lacey and Marcus? But I never will.
You mean when Chris was talking about the engagement?
Yeah.
Right. No, he's erased them from history. Any of these engagements that didn't end up in marriage, although they got married, right? Or was it not real? Did we learn
they
that?
Got fake married.
Fake married. So that should count in Bachelor World. Maybe the new rule is it doesn't count until you get married, get engaged, get married, and have a kid. Because that's Jade and Tanner, that's Evan and Carly. That's like the new level of success for Bachelor in Paradise. Because, yeah, how many failed engagements do we have now?
Okay. So Lacey Marcus got fake married and then she ghosted him. season two, let me think.
Did we have a season with no? We always had at least one engagement, right?
Okay, let me find the wiki page. Let's see if we can do this.
Because the most recent was Derek and Taylor.
Wikipedia page. Okay. All right. Okay. Bachelor in Paradise TV series.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, am I season? Okay. So here we go. The couples at the end. Michelle, Money, and Cody did not get engaged. Mm. In season two, Jade
totally
and Taylor,
forgot about them.
Wow.
Cody.
In season two, Jade and Tanner got engaged. They're married. Sam and Nick ended up together, didn't get engaged. Cassandra and Justin, who are they? Cassandra Ferguson.
Who are they?
I truly don't remember. Give me one second.
I don't know either of those names.
Her. Okay, I'm sending this to you.
Okay.
She was She has a kid. She was a basketball. She dated a lot of basketball players.
Oh, yes. And who's the guy?
Justin. This is great podcasting.
Yeah.
Like I vaguely remember him.
So
but
weird.
I can't describe him in any way except the fact that like he looks like a boring dude.
Okay.
Season 3. This is our most engagements ever.
Yes.
We have Amanda, Stan, and Josh. Obviously, they're not together. Carly and Evan, together, married, baby, etc. Lace and Grant. And then season 4, Taylor and Derek engaged. They're not together.
Did the preview make it look like Crystal gets engaged in this season? Or are they just doing a close-up on Ash's engagement? Is that the only engagement we're going to get?
I don't know. And then we also have Raven and Adam. They didn't get engaged, but they're still together.
Yeah, that's a success in my book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, we definitely see Raven back again on this season, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, interesting. So it's just crazy how those earlier seasons, like, these people did not stick with me whatsoever. Seems so long ago.
And I feel like, God, did Cassandra end the season with one guy and then it turned out she was dating someone else?
From Bachelor Universe?
Yeah, when we came back from the reunion.
That could very well be.
I think that's what happened.
That could be.
Yeah, I think that happened. It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
We got an intro package from Kenny, and Kenny arrives as well. His daughter looks so much more grown up. It was crazy.
I know.
Things
oh my
can happen
God.
When, you know, there's a whole season. It's a whole season away. Rachel's season seems so long ago already. And then Astrid, as we mentioned, Annalise, who had the intro package. I feel like she's too in on the joke, as I mentioned. I was hoping she'd be kind of like Claire or something, or Ashley S, where we'd be kind of just laughing at anything new she's afraid of, but now she's just telling us everything she's afraid of. Was there anything? What did she list? She listed like she's afraid of sand, she's afraid of water. So there's a lot of potential there for things that could show up. Birds, which I think is fair. We've talked about how Caitlin was afraid of birds and we wouldn't want
to. Also, At Mel Got Served is also very afraid of birds.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah.
I didn't know that. We will have to have her back to discuss after Annalise's date if it involves birds.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, and then we get David and he makes a point to say, I'm the last one here. I don't think we've ever heard that before where it's like, I'm the last one here, I'm the last one here.
And I wish you weren't here, though.
Right, but that was really to get at Tia, to sort of let it sink in that, wait, what? No, can't be. So my question to you, Haley, is if Tia had not talked to Colton at all since the last time that spa date or whatever, as she claims, why is she so sure that he's on the show and that she should be waiting for him? Who do we believe?
Good question.
And why not talk to him? There's a little bit of, quite a bit of time from when it filmed, right? Till when they go there.
March to June.
Yeah. So that was the
one. I think they talked.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So we have 10 guys, 9 women, but then we get, you know, the later arrival. Do you think we're getting more guys arriving before the rose ceremony, so there'll be even more imbalance, or do you think it'll be like 2 guys get eliminated in night 1?
More guys.
More casualties. Yeah, makes the rose ceremony more interesting. Can't just have 1 guy leave. And then another thing they had that I don't recall happening before, but they had 2 very, like, they split off the men and the women and just had them sitting around talking about, as a group, who they're interested in. Like, very forced conversations. but nothing really stood out to me there. I think Joe said
I don't remember that happening.
I think Joe likes Tia, but that didn't end up working out for him. And then Tia gets a day card. It's a big, big problem, big drama, because how can she go on a date? I'm the only one who didn't want this date card. Should it have been this dramatic, Haley?
No, it shouldn't have been. Tia's a little high on her own D here.
That's so too. Because even if we saw it. Colton shows up. Any guy who shows up late comes with a date card.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This was like, the other people should have been mad that Tia got the date card and not them, right? And we didn't really see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she decides to pick Chris because why?
Right, but your guess is as good as mine.
I don't think we ever saw them talking. Chris even looked surprised. So were you, like, how did you feel about their date and this potential?
I thought it was good. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I like that she got out of her own head about it. And I like that Chris wasn't...
Chris.
He's been trying the most this Bachelor in Paradise, and although he was trying the most during this date, it wasn't as hating me. It didn't fill me with as much hate as it could have.
Right. Yeah, he didn't. The Chris we saw on Becca season hasn't shown up yet. So
yet.
Right. Although I guess, well, later in the episode, he's getting his goose gang together. So maybe
I would rather potential. What would I rather do than be in this goose gang? I don't know. Get a tattoo of Chris's face on my back. Probably.
Probably. Yeah. Cause you wouldn't have to see it that much. Yeah, it makes me think that he should have been a Big Brother contestant instead, because he just gives himself a nickname and then he has like a little alliance going on with a name. So I don't know where exactly that was coming from. And we see some other little relationships form. Which pairing, let's talk about the different pairings we saw, and which one do you like the most so far?
Let me think. Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop. Ooh, I'm into Kevin and Crystal.
So Kevin, in his intro package, mentioned that he was interested in Crystal. She was interested in Grocery Joe for a hot second, but then Grocery Joe went off with Kendall, and then suddenly, you know, Kevin was looking good, and yeah, they were making out in one of those day beds. I agree. I think this seems like a good fit.
Yeah, that was my favorite one.
Yeah. What do you think of Grocery Joe and Kendall?
Fine.
Yeah. I think this was one we thought, or were we thinking maybe more Kendall and Will's?
I don't remember.
Grocery Joe. Who else was into? I feel like a lot of them were into Grocery Joe, but maybe it just was Crystal and Kendall. I'm trying to remember. He came off pretty well. I thought it was cute when he took her aside and she's talking about, yeah, I'm not seeing like a lot of like making moves. And he's like, well, that's what I'm trying to do. It's just very endearing. But she did sort of hint that there wasn't like a lot of depth to their conversations. So I guess that will open up the door for this Leo love triangle coming in. Although not a huge fan of Leo after what came out about him too. So see where that goes. The clips of him so far are not very flattering either.
They're not, no.
No. What is he called? Like, grocery store bitch over there. Like, okay.
That's another t-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got grocery store bitch and unsettlingly sensual or something like that.
Yeah. Was it uncomfortably sensual?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then... I guess Annalise and John are a thing.
But, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I feel like they'll be the invisible couple that stays till the end. And yeah, we'll just see where that goes, because they both were sort of not huge characters on their season. They were earlier boots, but I ship that. So it was David was the one who's sort of saying, like, here are the couples that are formed. And then he slips in there like, yeah, me and Angela. But I don't know if that was confirmed by Angela or any sort of clips that we saw. I think it was just in David's head. And then, yeah. Then we get this clip of, like, the people who haven't found love yet. So it's Jordan and Nisha just, what were they talking about in the hot tub?
I have no idea.
Like, where their soul should go or something.
Ew. I don't want to talk about my soul.
Yeah, and then we have Bibiana and Wills. Who, yeah, I guess Bibiana wanted something there, or before she met Wills, or before she... According to closed caption, you know, putting my tinfoil hat on there, but closed captioning, I'm trusting them. But so far, not a success with either of them. Although I think Bibiana shows up in some preview clips. I think at least she may have some success down the road. Looks like her ex, Jordan, is coming back at some point.
Interesting. I like that.
Yeah.
Also, I want to see her and Kevin rekindle.
Yeah. That could cause an interesting love triangle. Crystal and Bibiana, I think, did not see eye to eye. I think so that could be good for some drama.
I want to see them be friends.
Oh, you want to see them be friends?
Yeah, why not?
And fight over Kevin?
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be like a redo of what happened with Bibiana and Ashley and just be very mature about it.
And maybe they'll realize that they should just be together.
Oh, you're still rooting for that to happen at some point.
I don't see.
One of these shows.
I want it to happen.
It's going to happen. It will at some point. It has to. And then,
Bachelor in Paradise is the perfect place for that.
It really is. It's like Survivor One World. Like, they're all there on the island together.
Yeah, let's see some
mingling.
Casual bisexuality.
Totally. We also, Colton arrives and has his date card. And this is where it gets very dramatic. And Colton talks to everyone else, seemingly. Well, not everyone, because there were a couple of people who said, like, oh, he didn't talk to me. But he calls other people aside, like Kendall, Angela, rather than Tia. Was this, like, a huge mistake? Is it what they were all making it out to be is, like, the worst thing ever? He's super sketch. Or what do you think the reasoning was on Colton's
I think
part?
The reasoning is the producers told him to talk to Kendall first. I think they were making way too big of a deal out of it. It doesn't matter that much. Because right. Once they realized that the conversation was just him talking to Kendall about, like, hey, so what's the scoop with everyone? Not just like, hey, do you want to make out? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it was like he had met Kendall, right, on that date. Because who else showed up? She was like, Jordan. Where Kendall's like, yeah, we met him. It was on the spa date. So, yeah, he was really just pulling someone aside to be like, okay, who are the couples or what's going on? What's the situation? Because he's the late arrival. And yeah, it came off as like, Tia, I'm totally avoiding her and not going to pick her for the date. And made everyone think that he was super sketchy. Although there was a point where I thought maybe he would ask somebody else on the date. And I was definitely here for that. I wanted it to not be Tia. I wanted to see more drama. I wanted to see him take Angela, and I could see the reasoning being like, well, you know, I already have been on a date with Tia in Los Angeles. Want to like start fresh, see what else is out there. But looks like they are, you know, rekindling everything. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. But no, I wanted something different. I wanted to be surprised.
What did you expect to happen? Did you expect something different?
I didn't expect something different. I think my heart wanted something different. I didn't want... We just talked about how, you know, the finale was sort of spoiled for us, just the way that they edited it. I just wanted...
Yeah.
I wanted there to be another reason, like, that, I don't know, that Colton could be open to enjoying the Bachelor in Paradise experience. Because Tia got to go on another date. Do you think Colton's going to get go on another date with somebody else at some point?
Maybe.
Maybe a late arrival of one of the women would maybe take him on a date.
Ooh, interesting, yeah.
Or if Angela gets the card, I could see her asking him.
Yeah.
And I would hope he would say yes. So Let's see who else. Nick and Chelsea. That was an interesting little.
I mean, that was the worst, right?
It was
right?
Just terrible.
And Chelsea was like, I hate this. And Nick didn't get that. Nick was very, very, very drunk.
Right, right. Yes. I'm going to call it that Nick is definitely not going to survive the first rose ceremony. Can't see anyone choosing him.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Although I'm wondering where Chelsea's going to go with her rose. Maybe Eric, or, you know, there's always like the people that they're not clicking, but they like the person. Like Bibiana and Eric are getting along really well as friends based on that end clip. So I could see her, if she's not feeling it with anybody, giving him the rose. And, oh, they know each other too from Winter Games. I forgot about
right,
that.
Right, so, right.
Yeah, that would make sense. I want Eric to stick around. I want Bibiana to stick around. So yeah, I'm curious to see like where Chelsea's storyline might go, because we definitely liked her. We just haven't seen a lot of her. And the other person who could leave is not David, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's possible.
Yeah, which I won't be mad about either of those people leaving.
Nope.
Let's see who else. Astrid, like we mentioned, was pretty invisible. And then I don't have a whole lot else in my notes about this episode because there was no rose ceremony. There's just this potential drama to look forward to, different relationships developing. What were you excited about from the preview? Because we got some new people that showed up that I didn't know about, like Benoit.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited about Benoit.
We're getting a lot of these Winter Games men. Do you think?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, do you think
Winter Games women?
Yeah. Besides you.
I don't know. It doesn't really seem like it, but I'd be super happy with getting some Winter Games people.
Yeah. That's going to make it, I think, just something different for this season. And I felt like we needed a refresh, especially after last season. Everybody went down there. And in the intro, Chris said this is the most caliente season of Bachelor in Paradise yet. So it's not going to be the most engagements, which I'm fine with. But, it's not the most dramatic, so I guess just a lot of people getting it on. That's how I'm taking it. So that is our night one in the books. Anything else to say about this episode before we get into our fabulous listeners' questions?
I don't think so, but maybe like yesterday, as things go on, I'll just keep thinking of things I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, totally. Was there anything else you wanted to say about the finale that we didn't cover in our that's hit you since it's been a
no,
day?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I did see that Blake was in one of his interviews talked about how, well, he hasn't talked to Garrett, but he doesn't hold anything against him for his Instagram likes. You know, it's quite a disparity with
right.
Blake surviving a school shooting and Garrett saying they're crisis actors based on his likes. He wasn't saying that, but he liked the post. And so there was, Garrett did clarify that he doesn't think they're crisis actors. So that's good to know. But yeah, I think Blake's just being very, what's the word? Just
politicky.
All around good guy, and giving Becca, you know, he's like, I trust Becca's character and her judgment. So that's good. Stand-up guy. And yes, we have our questions. Justin Feinberg says, I'm sorry I'm not watching this season live with you to ask any pertinent questions, but I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask, what's wrong with Angela? Haley, can you explain to people that may not know? Even I'm not watching the season, but I have heard this clip.
Okay, first of all, I am deeply upset that Justin is not watching live with us. I asked him, what the hell?
But he is watching it, or he's just not watching it?
He live? Will watch. He said he likes to save Bachelor in Paradise for the fall because the only thing he really watches and listens to is Survivor and Survivor coverage. So he wants Bachelor in Paradise and our sweet voices in his ear. Maybe he's tired of listening to us for a while.
Okay.
And he needs a break from us. And I'd be really hurt if that were the truth, Justin.
So he actually
he's
likes
not gonna hear this until later anyway.
Yeah. So he likes to break up the Survivor with like lighthearted Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, and he said he's going on vacation for a couple of weeks, so he'll miss a bunch of episodes.
Okay, I can see that. I was gonna say it takes a lot of like, what's the word? Like, I just always like to binge things. So if I, I don't know if I could, if it's something I want to watch, put off until another month. Like, oh, I'm gonna fit that into my September schedule. But it does seem very smart. So interesting. I wasn't sure if he just meant the episode live, but no, I'm not watching the season live.
Yeah. Okay. So I was, so everyone else, and you guys are gonna have to pick up Justin Slack.
Yeah. So a new star can emerge in the question
thread. That's your thread. Bear, not mine.
So yeah, do you want to explain the context behind
what's wrong with Angela? I was just explaining Justin's context, which no one cares about except me. So on the most recent eviction, oh, spoiler alert for those who are not caught up with Big Brother, but if you're behind on Big Brother, you're never going to watch it anyway. So
otherwise, fast forward a couple minutes.
Yeah. Okay. So in the latest live eviction, Rachel was blindsided, and then her supposed BFF in the house gave this goodbye message that was like, "You're an idiot, you're a liar, no one likes you." And she was just like, "What?" And then Julie was like, "So, Rachel, do you have anything else to say?" And she was like, "What's wrong with Angela?" Different Angelas.
Yes.
What is wrong with Angela? She has, on this season, she has yet to tell us where she's from, what she's doing here, and why we know her, or why we, like, theoretically could know her, because we don't. Like, she's just walking into this expecting that we all remember her, which we don't. Like, usually, at least at one point, the person triggers something in my memory, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is what they're from.
Mm-hmm.
Angela, I'm just like, complete face blindness. I don't know who this woman is.
No, and I mean, maybe she looks different. I feel like maybe some new lips or something from past season. That happens a lot, where like somebody kind of gets a makeover before they come to Paradise. But
is she like a super fan? Like, do you remember that one season of Bachelor Pad where they had super fans come on?
Well, it's funny. Yeah, I do remember. And it could be because there was so the season of Unreal, not a great season, but I'm, you know, it's just a good back burner thing to put on. They are doing like we had a question about it in a previous episode as well, but they're doing kind of like a Bachelor in Paradise / Bachelor Pad season on that show, where they're competing for money and dates. And one of the things that the producers did was throw in a stripper who was never on the show, but they're just like passing her off as like a contestant from some past season. So they could do that. They could just throw a random person being like, yeah, we just want you in the cast. We can say you were a night one boot and no one's gonna question it. Because
that's amazing.
I agree that she's not giving us a reason to care about her and her journey to find love. But yeah, I guess we didn't really have that with Samantha either, but we just had a lot of people wanting to meet Samantha.
Yeah.
But I would like something like where it's a little more self-deprecating, like, yeah, it was a night one boot. All we got was her saying, I didn't get to go on a date. But we can't root for you, Angela. That's what's wrong with you.
Yeah, we can't root for you. Quick aside, here's my idea.
Mm-hmm.
Every fall, we like to do some sort of off-season podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch Bachelor Pad 3 and talk about it.
Oh.
Because we never got a chance to talk about Bachelor Pad at all.
No. Bachelor Pad 3. That was the last Bachelor Pad, right?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That was the broken Bachelor Pad. It got broke.
It broke it.
So we should talk about it.
We should.
So let me know if that's something you guys are interested in, and we'll think about doing it.
Yeah, it's a thought.
I'm saying this now. We still have 6 weeks to go.
Right.
We might be dead by then.
Yeah.
So.
And then Justin just says, if this question does not apply, save it for the week it eventually does. So, yeah, this would be a good quote to just keep in mind. Like, every week we could just say, like, what's wrong with Angela this week?
New segment.
New segment.
What's wrong with Angela?
Perfect. Mandy Siebel Bast, why, with like a lot of whys, is this show so obsessed with Colton and Tia? Make it stop. Also, the timeline of when they met keeps getting contradicted, and it's frustrating. Love the podcast.
why do they keep, you know, putting Colton and T in our face? Well, Mandy, the answer is simple. They hate us.
It has to be true. Another reason I think could be that, you know, in an alternate timeline, Tia was the bachelorette, you know, before Ari did his thing and broke up with Becca. I think Tia was, we were all talking about, was the clear front runner. And they, who knows when they had Colton in their books as a contestant, but an applicant. But maybe it's like, hey, this was a storyline we thought we were going to see play out potentially. And we're just going to do a mini bachelorette season here with this like star couple. I'm thinking is what they're thinking that they are, like one of the hot couples. But yeah, I'm over it. We've already seen it too much on Becca's season. Will Holston, who did it better? The Battle of the Invisible Brunettes. Izzy holding pineapples over her boobs in the VIP intro 2 years ago, or Astrid holding two cantaloupes over her boobs in the intro this season? We might have stepped on his question when we gave us the rankings.
Sorry, Will. My bad.
Yeah, but I got to go with Izzy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what Izzy is doing now. I wonder what Lamp Guy is doing now. I at least remember those people.
Yeah.
They were night one. Well, did Lamp Guy, was he a night one boot too? I can't remember. But
no, because him and Izzy broke up with Vinny. A muscle guy. Oh, yeah, maybe Vinny. She broke up with Vinny.
For him.
For Lamp Guy. And then Lamp Guy broke up with her for someone else, question mark?
Oh, yeah, he did. I can't remember who. Yes.
It's amazing we remember any of this.
Them, honestly. Yeah. Why certain ones stand out to you than others? Megan Elizabeth, Ding Mary Kill, Tia with Ari, Tia with Chris, Tia with Colton.
Marry Tia with Ari. Ding Tia with Chris. Kill Tia with Colton.
Yeah. Why marry Tia with Ari?
I don't know. I kind of like them together. Like, they just... You know what? I don't know why. I don't know why.
Just something different.
I just don't like Tia and Colton. They're annoying. Mm-hmm. And Tia and Chris, I need to see more before I commit to marriage with them. That's it.
Right. Stephen Schultz, where was Yuki? I was promised Yuki.
She must be coming. She has to be.
We saw her in a clip. She does say the word boom, boom, room. We know she's there. So I guess they have to, yeah, have her own special arrival, which, yeah, that's fair, I guess. I was hoping to see her night one as well. Karen Mack, will Jordan's search for fame, I mean love, question mark, be as messy as his frat disaster couch? Yeah, well, this modeling money is not going to home furnishings, I don't think.
No, I guess it's going to indoor pools.
Yeah. He was doing this little strut. But so that was his pool. Have a pool in his own house, or
does everybody in Florida have an indoor pool?
Yeah, why is it indoor if you're in Florida?
I feel like I've seen a lot of those in Florida. Not like me with my own eyes, but like people posting pictures.
I feel like from where Florida. We live, we should have indoor pools, not
yeah,
not in these like tropical climates. So Jordan, he is the only one that made me laugh out loud this episode, which was when he said that Colton arriving was Chris's personal Vietnam. And then later on he goes into like the whole like I don't know, this whole analogy about it, and he's good for these like in the moment confessionals. Like, he is gold as the underwear.
And so, I feel like maybe I didn't copy the question, but I could have sworn somebody asked, what is your personal Vietnam?
Oh, okay.
Maybe someone tweeted it to us. I truly can't remember. I'm sorry. So funny. Amy, what is your personal Vietnam?
Man, you know what it is? I think it's maybe it's just because this has been happening to me lately, but it's restaurants and food places closing way too early for when I want to get food. I live in the Midwest. I'm like, it's a weekday.
Why? What time are they closing?
Well, like, okay, if it's a weeknight and you want like a late dinner, it's like you have to be like downtown to get anything. Right. Like, if you're anywhere near a suburb, it's like, okay, it's 9:30 p.m. You better, like, all you have is drive through because you don't want to go to a restaurant that's closing at 10 p.m. at 9:30, you know? Yeah. And in the summer, I just like to kind of enjoy the daylight, stay out late, and then figure out what I want for food.
Yeah, you're a night owl anyway, so like, as long as the longer you can delay things, the better.
Yeah. Me, what about you?
I want to eat dinner at 4 p.m., but then I want to eat second dinner at 8 p.m.
Okay,
perfect. Then I want to have a snack at 10.
Yeah.
So I never really run into that issue.
Okay, right. Yeah, you get the early bird special.
Yeah, my personal Vietnam is my headphones getting caught and pulled out on things.
Oh, that's terrible.
I hate it. It fills me with an intense rage.
Right.
That is hard to explain.
Oh, that is the worst. Like, that's happened to me at work before, where I'm like trying to walk somewhere and like look professional. I'm like, oh, my headphones are getting caught. Because you need that podcast to get through the day. And
or like when they get stuck in my hair.
Yes.
When they get knotted in my purse. Just basically like a lot. I have a lot of headphone related rage.
Yeah, let us know if you know like a really good headphone. Ones that don't get tangled and ones that don't die after 2 months.
Fucking recommend your earbuds to me. I'm not buying those. Mm.
Are those like the floating ones?
Yeah. Fun fact about me. I can't fall asleep in silence. Mm-hmm. I need to watch TV or listen to a podcast. And one time Ethan suggested to me that I get AirPods. AirPod is the dog.
Yeah.
AirPods are the thing. Anyway,
earbuds make more sense. I don't know why. Because earbuds. So earbuds make sense.
Whatever. Anyway, he suggested I get like some wireless headphones. I'm like, dude, no, I would lose those in my bed in an instant. I need it to be attached to my iPad so I don't lose my headphones.
Right.
Which I affectionately call my bed phones.
Oh, nice. You should patent that and come up with like the best set of falling asleep headphones.
Yeah, because I know I'm not alone.
No. I've done that for sure too, where falling asleep, podcast just works so well to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
I'm sure lots of people are falling asleep to this podcast right now. Should we sing a lullaby?
Well, they're assholes.
Yeah. So there's actually a podcast called Sleep With Me, the podcast. I've never listened to it yet, but apparently it's designed for you to fall asleep.
Oh, interesting. And see, I feel like if it was designed for me to fall asleep, I'm not going to fall asleep to it.
Yeah. But I guess Rob was on this podcast because there's an episode called Rob Has Shirts and a Podcast. And so it's like him talking about shirts. I don't know. I think I want to listen to this tonight.
What?
Yeah. Let me send you this link. As you sleep free and easy, Rob works hard on one of my favorite podcasts, inspired by Rob Has a Podcast. And the episode is called Rob Has Shirts and a Podcast. So I think like people talk about boring stuff. And that's how they like help you fall asleep. I don't know. But I think I like thought of it. I came across it at one point and then forgot that to listen to it. But now I'm going to put it on my list.
What I usually listen to for, I'd say probably the last year, what has been great for me is this Drag Race podcast called The Shade of It All.
Oh, okay.
Really enjoy the episodes. And I always like listen to it one time at least before having it as my sleepy time podcast. Couple that used to be big for me, but now it's hard to like download on my phone because it was so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Eric Stein movie casts, the Saved by the Bell one.
Oh, Saved by the Bell, so good. I used to listen to that a lot. Saved by the
Bell movie cast and Clue. The Clue podcast is probably one of my all time favorite RJP episodes.
Nice. And had you seen the Clue movie before that?
I hadn't. And I listened to the podcast, I'd say at least 50 few times before seeing a movie, and now I've seen a movie and I love that movie. It is so good.
Yeah. Are you loving the Summer of Stein podcast?
So, like, oh, so good. I'm obsessed with Eric Stein. I love him.
Me too.
But then sometimes, like, I'll have, like, I've had, like, Rob and Nicole dreams when I used to fall asleep to, like, Rob and Nicole podcasts. And so I had to, like, stop, like, listening
to related dreams.
Yeah. Not like I'm a part of their relationship.
Right.
Just, like, in my dreams.
Yeah, that can happen for sure. I find that, like, kind of whatever is at the end of my day will find its way into my dream, like whatever I was last, like, looking at, reading. So definitely don't want anything scary.
I have to be super careful about what I consume before bed. Like, I can't watch an episode of Forensic Files this late. Mm-hmm. I can't listen to My Favorite Murder, which is one of my all-time favorite podcasts. I can't listen to that within probably 2 hours of going to bed. And I can't listen to that while I'm eating dinner. Because it makes me unsettled. I can't listen to it while eating.
No, for sure. All right.
Oh, yeah. So we're talking about this episode of Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
You know who else watched this show? Wait, are we done our questions?
We have one more question.
It's not even a question. It's more of a comment. Well, okay. Yeah, there's a comment. Question mark in it.
There is a question mark. We'll take it. Gregory McBean says, no Christina? Question mark. See you next season. She hasn't showed up in any previews. I don't know if there's a lot of are there any repeats of people who were on Paradise before?
I don't know.
Can't think of anybody. But yeah, I would have liked to see her, but we're not going to give up just because of that.
No, we're not. We would never. If we were to give up because of a reason, it would have been so many reasons ago.
Totally. Yeah. If there was somebody from last season of Paradise that should come back, would it be Christina? Is there anyone else?
Yeah. Like, I feel like Christina deserves a Carly like arc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Arc.
Yeah. I mean, they really gloss over it, but Carly was on Bachelor in Paradise before the season with Evan and was totally in love with Kirk, and he was a jerk. Kirk was the jerk.
Kirk the jerk.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that. Now, I was just thinking, that reminded me of another comment that Chris said on the date with Tia, because so Carly came back and she was not into Evan at all. And was just sort of like not someone she would ever pay attention to. And then Chris made a comment on the date with Tia, like, my plan was to come in and go out with someone that I wouldn't normally even give the time of day to. And she's like, thanks. So I thought that was, probably not the smartest thing to say, but maybe a good approach.
Chris doesn't have a great way with words.
No, definitely not. But yeah, I think that is what people should be doing coming in. They should be open to meeting people that wouldn't normally be their type. But yeah, maybe just should have said it a different way.
Yeah, I should have said, like, I'm glad that you're giving me the time of day, because you're obviously way
that's
out of
time. That's what she's doing in the state. Totally. He was definitely surprised that she asked him. So, as we all were. Now, it looks like they might go on a date again in the future. We see Colton crying. It looks like a kiss happens again between Tia and Chris. Is this possible? I can't really see why that would happen, but
Amy, I don't know. We can't speculate on this BS.
I know. I mean, these previews always lie. Like, they had something like, they show Crystal talking to someone, like, our life is gonna be so great, and then they show Jordan looking at that same angle, and so obviously she's not talking to Jordan, so we can only just see what they give us and wait till next week. But I have a feeling you have some takes from Doug for us before we close out this episode.
Do I ever? You know, I thought Doug was going to take a break this week, but he did not. He came back strong.
Was he offended that he's not going to be in our draft? Because you already announced that it will be Kristen McInnes.
Well, funny you say that, because here's the first thing he says.
Okay.
I would love to be on your show at some point or part of the draft. I do fear that much, like, when I am trying to talk to girls I'm interested in, I might just sit quietly and not know what to say. Unless we start talking about Colton, I could trash that guy all day long.
Oh, all right. That works.
What's less intimidating? A 3-person inquisition composed of Nick, Jordan, and Chris, or Kevin's terrible star tattoos?
I didn't notice his tattoos. Were they in the intro? Is that where I should have been noticing
maybe?
Them?
Maybe.
Is that the,
yeah,
why
he's like shirtless.
Uncomfortably comes in. Yeah.
I think Colton might have read the situation better if he had taken time for another sex chat with Chris Harrison on his way in. So is Chris Harrison just really uncomfortable with talking about sexy time? Because like as soon as Bibiana brought up her uterus, yeah, he like
oh no,
shut down.
He did. And then he was really uncomfortable, but we all were when Colton mentioned the fantasy suite.
Sure.
So true.
The work of the producers on the Tia Colton situation was brilliant. I've never been more pumped to watch the awkwardness unfold.
We're all living for the awkwardness.
And this is funny. Who is your personal Vietnam? So this
oh,
is
that's
where
it was.
That's where I got this from. Sorry.
That was just some random question we got. Where did it come from?
I don't know where. I think I thought of this question. Sorry, Doug. We answered that already. I hope Aunt Annalise has a phobia of gold underpants. That would make for the best TV ever.
Oh, that'd be good. She already like didn't seem to return the interest in Jordan, right? Yeah. She's like, Wilhelmina model or Venmo guy? Let's see.
Venmo guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Venmo guy, okay. John gives all the nerds out there hope. Sure, I don't look as good as John or make as much money, but well, I guess there's not a but. Go, John.
Yeah, I liked how Kendall was like, yeah, he's kind of a nerd. I'm like, oh, he's definitely a nerd. I was kind of rooting for the Kendall-John relationship. They were from like, they had that connection, California connection, but.
Oh my God, you're from San Francisco? Well, I've been to there. San Francisco on a layover before.
Hey,
how
you know,
awesome.
When you've got people coming from New Zealand, you gotta like have, you know, find that common ground and say like, this is a selling point for me. We're on the same coast.
Take a drink every time they say Colton. Only now will you be able to tolerate listening to Nick talk.
Totally. I also think a new phrase may have entered the lexicon for Bachelor World. I've noticed it for a while now, but you know, there's right reasons. I feel like it's kind of faded out. We're not seeing it so much. Now it's like find your person. I feel like a lot of people want to find their person.
Listen, I found a person and it's like just okay.
Well, they're not saying soulmate. They're just like find my person.
Yeah, and it's so dumb. Okay, here's... Thank you for reminding me of this. Mm-hmm. Here's something that I wanted to talk about yesterday on the episode.
Okay.
What is it that I find unsettling about he makes my heart happy? He makes my soul complete. It's like, can you just say he makes me happy?
Or like, I feel like my heart recognizes his.
Ew, I hate it. Why? Why are you talking about things like that?
That's true. Like, it's sort of, I don't know. Is it like, yeah, just take ownership of it. Is it your like body part? Well, and then Bibiana, it's like her vagina is doing the talking, right?
That's different.
Okay. That we can understand, but
yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's very true. It's all these cliches.
Yeah.
It's not just going anywhere.
And it's almost like everyone's just saying this stuff. So like, they could be quoted on like a pictorial
totally.
On Instagram.
Well, because I think where it came from in the Bachelor world was that's what Lauren said about Ben, or that's what she was like, I'm just looking for my person. And Ben acted like it was like, oh my gosh, that's so deep. But really, I think it originated from Grey's Anatomy. I think Christina.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And Meredith were like, you're my person. And now it's the Bachelor is stealing it. So.
They're on the same network.
Yeah, I guess they can
cross promotion.
Totally. And then Becca Tilly has a podcast where she talks about Grey's Anatomy a lot. So it all works.
When was the last time you watched an episode of Grey's Anatomy?
It's like feels like another lifetime ago. It was probably because when did it start airing? Like
2004.
Wow, it's still on. It was probably 2007, maybe, that I last watched an episode.
Yeah, give me 2006.
Okay.
No, give me 2007.
Yeah, I feel like I gave it a good couple of years.
I definitely watched it for three seasons.
Once, like, the cast got totally unrecognizable, I
Once I realized that, like, I didn't like being depressed every Thursday,
I just
was like, you know what? Not for me.
Right. I got sucked in. I liked the characters. And then it was like, no, not enough romance. Just too many, like, sad characters dying.
Like the whole
stuff.
Denny thing. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I can't do this. I will say, I always read the recaps.
You still do?
Yeah.
Wow. So you're kind of like what I do with Big Brother. Like, I'm listening to the podcast about it. I'm staying abreast of what's happening, but I'm not watching the episodes.
I also always read the recap of Girls, too, even though I watched that for like a season and a half before I was too mad at all the characters to continue on.
Interesting. That's really...
But I just like to know what happens, you know?
Okay. Is it just like because you want to be in on pop culture, or is it
kind of
like,
absolutely. I get serious.
It's not like it's a like I don't know, like you're reading the novel version of a movie or
no. I often do like to do that and then end up not even going to see the movie. I did that with Big Little Lies. I got my friend to tell me the entire synopsis of Big Little Lies.
Okay.
And then it aired, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to read the book. And I read the book, and then people were like, aren't you going to watch the series? I was like, no, why would I do that?
That's so funny. The series, and now I'm like, why would I read the book? Because I know what happened.
Yeah, like with a movie, yes, I can deal with it, because it's only going to be like 2 hours max, usually. But a series, that's a long time. I got to read a book way faster than a TV series.
Okay, so then the series... They're coming out with the season 2, but there isn't like a sequel to the book yet, right?
There's not. Weird. So
I guess that would be the reason to maybe do it.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Pretty Little Liars went off like the rails. Like when it started being like, this didn't happen in the books.
Yeah.
And I read those books too.
And I guess that's what's happening with Game of Thrones too. But not that I care about that show.
Yeah. No, I don't read after Game of Thrones.
No, like, but I
truly have no ability to care about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and you don't watch This Is Us, right?
Oh hell no!
Too sad.
There's not a chance.
Okay, because that's one where a lot of people have been comparing Jason like. To the lead character, Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah, I see that.
So I feel like that's
where hopefully part of his... Jason knows how to use a crock pot.
Right. So you do know that part. Maybe.
I don't know. That was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
You wanted to know. Sorry.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's one of those pop culture things that even if you don't watch it, I'm glad you're staying on top of these things.
I got to.
Yeah. Gotta know these references.
How can I form opinions on things I don't watch without reading the recap?
Right.
I gotta have some basis for my opinions.
Right.
Like in early university, I read the Twilight series just so I could justify why it was dumb.
Nice. Oh, that's so good. You're like, I gotta do it. I gotta do it for...
I just have to do it.
Just to back up
my... Do it for Shrek.
Right. All right, Haley.
Yeah,
just like the Bachelor in Paradise episode, we're just like going all over the place. You know, when there's no structure to an episode, there's no ceremony. We don't know quite what to do.
Yeah, I don't want to keep you too far from dinner. Inside baseball, everyone.
Oh yeah.
Amy had to pause the recording to get an Amazon Prime delivery so she could have dinner after.
Yes. I do have to have. I didn't have my HelloFresh ready this week.
Or any RX bars to fill the void.
No, I know. I've got to get my act together again. All right. That's true. I do need to get to my food. And that's probably why that came to mind is my personal Vietnam. It's like, nothing's open late. I need to eat now.
Well, and I need to go to bed.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to finding out what happens next week, finding out who goes home, who arrives. So tune in, everyone. Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @astrong_.
And you can find me on Twitter @RHAPRecapper. Talk to you guys next week.
Bye.